Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from Jewish Film Festival 2013. I like to say that. How many have there been, by the way?
This is our 18th year.
And you know, it's always at least 4 or 5 years more than I thought it was going to be.
We've been around a long time now.
Yeah.
And the number 18 in Hebrew is very important. It's the letter Chai, and it means life. So this is our year to life, or we say L'chaim.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Every movie in the Jewish Film Festival, every year, we do one interview for each movie.
And it's very generous of you.
Oh, no, it's very entertaining.
Oh, good.
So we are talking about the movie that's going to be playing on October 10th, two performances, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Rialto Theater in Sebastopol. Joe Papp in five acts. So talk about who Joe Papp was.
Joe Papp was a theater producer, impresario in New York, who really introduced the idea of theater in the park in the United States of America. And he was a great advocate for public access to the arts. And a great character.
Yes, yes. And an actor, too, by the way.
Oh, definitely an actor. And very much, you know, a New Yorker and a man about town. Very dashing figure.
Yes, yes.
It's a great documentary. Everyone who watched it loved it. There's a lot in it about the Shakespeare in the Park that he started in New York in Central Park. The fact that he would cast women in traditionally men's roles, people of color, all of those things, and make it free to the public, you know, not even want to charge a dime, so that anyone could have access who was shut out in the past in a period of time where things were handled in a much more traditional way than they are now. It was really because of Joe Papp, and probably hard for people to remember how male, white male dominated the arts were back in the time when he was doing this.
Well, Papp had the reputation of a very quirky and temperamental director, and also just the scourge of city government. He would go in and demand things in meetings and slam his fist on the table and walk out in a huff and so on. He's quite an amazing person.
He was fearless. He got in political trouble at different points in his life. He hid his Jewish ethnic background until it became necessary for him to step forward. And then people were very surprised. That comes up in the movie. There were also a number of famous people who speak about their relationship with him and how their lives changed because they worked with Joe Papp, like Meryl Streep, Kevin Kline, James Earl Jones, Christopher Walken, Olympia Dukakis, Martin Sheen.
And Mandy Patinkin.
Mandy Patinkin, who I just adore in Homeland. He's great in Homeland.
Right.
So that's, you know, then Joe Papp later in his career became kind of a reluctant producer of Broadway hits, which he... because of the change in the times, you know, and in the 60s and 70s, he ended up doing shows like Hair, which had never been done before on Broadway, but he suddenly became mainstream, even though he wasn't really comfortable in that world.
Right. Okay, this is definitely a movie for theater fans of all kinds to see, because this guy was an only original in New York theater. They broke the mold when he left. It's Joe Papp in five acts, Thursday the 10th, 1 and 7:30 p.m., two performances. It's Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. For information about this show and any of the other shows in the festival, 528-4222, online, jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.